pull-up jumper from 12. Hits it. Well, good job by Donovan Trumbull. They're not getting many shots, but the ones they get, they are hitting.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader in Kearney as the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. High school basketball in Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Quickly, here come the Stars. Strike kicks it for Squires in the corner. His three is short, rebounded by Jackson. Jackson gives it to Strike. Backdoor cut, that's Hoosman, and Hoosman's going to lay it up and in. Great pass from Strike into Hoosman, and he caught and laid it off the glass all in one fell swoop.
Up first, the top-ranked Lady Stars look for their 15th straight win before battling Seward and Pierce later in the week. In tonight's boys game, Donovan Trumbull will battle their third straight top 10 opponent and look for their fifth straight win. It's the Cardinals and Stars coming up next, but first at the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter live from Cope Gymnasium right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School, side of one of the best matchups this Tuesday night in the state, as we have Class C1, second-ranked Kearney Catholic, taking on Class C2, number 9, Donovan Trumbull. And Donovan Trumbull has been the hot hand here lately, most notably their win against Adams Central the other night that they won at the buzzer 35-32, but day before that, a nice win against Gibbon in overtime, 53-52, and then a win at Centura in close fashion, and then a win before that against Grand Island Central Catholic in very close fashion. Donovan Trumbull has been a very well-tested team through the course of the season, as 9-3 on the year. Even their three losses, two of their three, ended up being, you know, about a two-possession game. The other one was close early on before they lost at St. Cecilia 44-31. But, again, that's probably the only anomaly in their schedule so far. They've been in every game that they've been in, played very tight, very close. They've been very, very battle-tested. Kearney Catholic at 13-0, quite frankly, has not. They've had some games they thought were going to be pretty close, but they had an easy game at Ravenna, kind of a cold shooting night for Ravenna, and Kearney Catholic played very well. They anticipated a close matchup against North Platte St. Pat's in the holiday tournament. They end up winning that one by about 14. Kearney Catholic has not really been that tested so far this season. What games we thought might be a test for them, they've been able to kind of win very comfortably. They played very well in those games. But Donovan Trumbull, they're the hot hand here, as well as Kearney Catholic. You can't argue with 13-0, turning what many people thought were going to be some close games into some easy wins here for Kearney Catholic. So we're going to get a pretty good idea just how good Kearney Catholic is. Also, just how good Donovan Trumbull is at 9-3. And we think these are two very, very good basketball teams, as this is one of the most anticipated matchups in the state on this Tuesday night. Randy Bushcutter with you. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on the ESPN Superstation. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for the Stars and the Cardinals when we come back right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. Let's give you the starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Donovan Trumbull. They'll be in their road black uniforms with the red numbers, a little bit of white trim on there as well, as they go with the black and red here. Their starting lineup for Donovan Trumbull looks like this. Ian Askey is a 6-foot-tall senior. They'll start with Creighton Burr, 6'4", and a junior. Lorenzo Williams, 5'7", junior. Jordan Slough with the game winner against Adams Central at the buzzer. He's 5'9", and a junior. And Grady Cook is 6'5", and a junior for the very tall Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. For Kearney Catholic, their starters look like this. Matt Moore, he's 5'9", and a junior. Brian Huseman, 5'10", senior. Connor Streit, 5'9", also a senior. David Squires, 6'2", and a senior. And the fourth senior starter is Alex Lease. He is 6'1", for head coach Don Lease. Of course, the head coach for Donovan Trumbull is Steve Hartman. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And again, this is a matchup we've kind of been looking forward to. People have been talking about how good Donovan Trumbull is going to be all year. And of those conference opponents that Kearney Catholic's going to handle if they want to come away with a conference title, Donovan Trumbull certainly would be one of those. Donovan Trumbull has played a much tougher conference schedule already, as they've already got wins in hand against Adams Central and against Gibbon, something that they did last week. So they're kind of in a very tough little spot here of their schedule. But so far, so good for Donovan Trumbull. Not only do they pick up those wins, but also a tight win over Grand Island Central Catholic as well. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back here in just a few moments, we'll wrap up our New Tech C pregame show, and we'll be back with the tip here between the Stars and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. We'll do that as we continue with basketball here on the ESPN Superstation right after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney filled your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters. With a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel, you're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back here. A nice rendition of the national anthem performed by the Kearney Catholic Band as we have the starting lineups right now being introduced here for Donovan Trumbull. As we mentioned, they are 9-3 on the season. They lost at St. Cecilia, the third game of the year. They lost on the road 44-31. Their other losses came at home against Milford, 58-55. Milford, no slouch in C1. They're 9-3 on the year. And the other loss was against Ravenna, 48-40, in a game where really Donovan Trumbull felt like they didn't shoot the ball exceptionally well. But they also had some very quality wins. We mentioned the win that they had, two wins they had last week, both of them in Donovan, as they won against Gibbon by a final of 53-52 in overtime. Then, of course, the shot hit by Snile at the buzzer gave them the win over Adams Central 35-32. And, you know, throw in there a trip to Grand Island to take on Central Catholic. They won that one 47-43. So they played some pretty tough competition, a win at Centura as well, 56-54. So they've had a stretch here of some very tight ball games, and they are 4-0 in those tight games. And as we talked with Donovan Trumbull head coach Steve Hartman at halftime of the girls game, he certainly hopes this one will be tied in the fourth quarter and they can kind of use that experience and that that being tested under fire to their advantage here against Kearney Catholic. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're just about ready to tip this one off. Lee's doing the jumping against Creighton Burr. And again, the size advantage for Kearney, for Donovan Trumbull, and they do win the opening tip here. They get the ball in the hands of Jordan Slough. Slough gives the top of the circle here for Burr. Burr's going to drive, and Burr walked with it. Trying to dribble around a double team between Lease and big number 24, David Squires, and that'll be a turnover here on Donovan Trumbull. So the Stars with their first possession of the game. Connor Strite's going to kick it up ahead here to Hoosman. Hoosman will work it back around, and the Cardinals here going with a zone. Again, they have that size advantage and trying to extend the zone a little bit. Hoosman will dribble, kick it right side for Moore. Moore off a little screen. We'll give it out here for Strite. Strite in the corner for Hoosman. Hoosman dribbles to the free throw line, gives it out for Lease. Lease, a quick jumper, and the first 2 points of the ball game belong to Alex Lease. 13-5 Overton right now, leading Elwood in the end of the first quarter. And our game, the boys' game, being played on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Lorenzo Williams will kick in the corner for Askey. Askey tries to enter it in, and it's going to be stolen away by Hoosman. Two trips down the court, two turnovers here for Donovan Trumbull. And Hoosman will bring in the offensive zone. He's got it top of the circle, kicks right wing for Moore. Moore back for Squires. And Askey is going to respect the shooting ability of Squires. They get it to Hoosman. Hoosman's going to fire a three, and he hits a three. The way Brian Hoosman drives, if he hits some three-pointers, that is bad news for Donovan Trumbull. 5-0 Stars here in the early going. Left wing for Williams. Williams dribbles to the elbow, kicks it out. Here's a nice look by Burr, and Burr is a little bit short, saved, but they're going to say Cook touched the baseline and was out of bounds. So that'll be a team rebound here for Kearney Catholic. And throwing it in, the Squires. Squires will give it to Moore. Slough looking for the opportunity to maybe trap, and Moore stays in the middle of court enough that that's not going to happen. He kicks right side. Strite in transition will fire a three. No good. Tipped around. Moore knocked it loose, and coming up with a rebound on his back was Creighton Burr, and Burr is able to give it to Williams, and now out here for Slough. Slough will bring it across the timeline. He gets it out for Moore. He's picked up defensively by Moore. Slough will kick right wing for Williams. Williams picks up by Strite. Strite knocks the ball loose. Strite has the steal. And Strite's going to go in for the layup off glass and good. Connor Strite with the layup. Donovan Trumbull with the timeout. 7-0 Kearney Catholic. 5:51 to go here. Quarter number one. The Stars pressure is working their magic here against Donovan Trumbull. And we'll see if Steve Hartman can get the bleeding stopped here a little bit for the Cardinals. Timeout. We'll be back right after this timeout.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney, also at the concession stand here at Kearney Catholic. Donovan Trumbull trying to just settle themselves down a little bit. Cook has the top of the circle. Nice backdoor cut there, Slough. And Slough has the first bucket of the ball game. They gave it to Cook, top of the circle. Backdoor cut by a very quick Jordan Slough. He makes a nice little catch and lays it off the glass. First points of the ball game here for Donovan Trumbull. So a nice timeout. Lease will take it on the baseline. He'll give it at the elbow for Hoosman, who kicks it out for Squires. Squires now will work it back around the perimeter. They'll give it off left side for Strite. Strite facing a little bit of pressure, and he'll take it in the lane. A little floater back the iron, no good. Tip up and good for David Squires. Offensive rebound and bucket there off the tip for David Squires. And that will lead back out to seven here for Kearney Catholic. Slough on the bounce. Brings it in the offensive zone. Kicks left side for Cook. Cook picked up as Kearney Catholic's going man-to-man right now. Williams has it. And they'll work it off here off the left screen for Askey. Askey enters it in. Penetration by Cook. Shot hung on the rim. And Squires pulls down the rebound. Long outlet pass for Hoosman. Hoosman makes the catch. He'll lay it up and in. Good court awareness there by David Squires. After that rebound, he was able to make that long pass up ahead for Brian Hoosman. And the Stars now lead up by 9. 11-2. 4:29 to go here in the first quarter. On the bounce, Lorenzo Williams. Williams has it. Gives it between the circles for Burr. Almost stolen by Hoosman, but Burr tracks it down. He'll kick it out for Slough. Slough's three's no good. And rebounded by Matt Moore. Moore pass up ahead to Hoosman. Hoosman runs, and Hoosman is hit on the arm as he goes up, and he's going to go line and shoot two. As Williams commits the foul, and again, Kearney Catholic running out. They just throw the ball up court and allow a pretty good defensive back, Brian Hoosman, to track down the basketball and lay it up. Williams with the foul. Hoosman will shoot two here. And the first one is up and good. Hoosman's hit a three. He's hit a two-point field goal, and now he's hit a free throw. He'll have one more free throw attempt here. As the Stars make their first substitutions of the ball game, Blake Holtmeyer and Derek Jackson checking in. Nathaniel Armin checking in here for Donovan Trumbull. And the free throw good for Hoosman. 13-2. Slough with the basketball. He's picked up by Jackson. Slough brings it across the timeline. He's used up his dribble, and he'll bounce pass it out for Armin. Armin kicks on the left wing for Burr. Burr enters it in. Backing in there is going to be Cook. Cook picked up there by Isaac Richter and finds a nice little cut there to Creighton Burr, and Burr's going to lay it up and in. That was a nice bounce pass from one post to the other. Cook was out of the lane a little bit on that baseline and able to kick it out. Here in transition, Hoosman's going to try a three. It's no good, and we've got a foul on the rebound, and it's going to be on Isaac Richter. That's going to be his first personal foul. Richter really about the only player for Kearney Catholic that matches up size-wise, height-wise anyway, with some of the taller players for Donovan Trumbull, because Richter comes in at 6'6", and of course they've got starters that are 6'5 and 6'4 in there for Donovan Trumbull. Speaking of 6'4", Burr is going to kick it out. On the penetration here is Armin. Armin on that right wing throws it down. Loose ball. Burr goes on the ground to tip it out there as he was picked up there by Leese. They'll give it up on the baseline. That's Riley Wiltfong. And Wiltfong has to kick it out for Slough. Slough on the dribble. Dribbles to the right. Takes it all the way in. Runs in Isaac Richter. Shot's no good. Rebounded momentarily by Hoosman. And then stolen back away by Slough. So give credit to Slough for either making a rebound or a steal there. I'm not sure how to mark that, but Donovan Trumbull will maintain the possession. And now Slough is going to penetrate up against Holtmeyer. Nice in and out. Has a shot blocked by Holtmeyer. And Slough is going to go to the line. As there was a whistle, they're going to call the foul. It's one of those where he got a lot of basketball, but when he brought the hand down, he might have got some body. In any event, the penetration by Jordan Slough, and Slough made a great move there. He backed out. Holtmeyer stayed with him, and then he basically V-cut while he still had his dribble. And Slough now hits the shot. So the foul on Holtmeyer, that's going to be his first. Slough, that's his first free throw. He's got 3 points in the game, and that'll make it now 13-5. With 2:45 to go here in quarter number one. Stars have the lead. And Slough cuts into that lead with a couple of free throws. 7-point ball game. Moore in the offensive zone. Gets a little screen. Steps up to the right side. He's going to shoot a three in transition. It's no good. Holtmeyer with the rebound. Off glass. Shot no good. And the ball is going to go off the hands of Creighton Burr and out of bounds. So they get instructions from the coaching staff at Kearney Catholic. Stars will inbound as Moore will toss it in on his own baseline and just has to lob it in for Derek Jackson. Jackson's going to kick it off left side for Moore. Moore drives, kicks. There's Streit. Streit will give it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will penetrate, give it in for Isaac Richter, and Richter will score. Most of the heavy lifting done there by Blake Holtmeyer, who flew into the lane, took it all the way under the glass, and flipped it to Richter, who was able to lay it up and in. We got a little hand check that's going to be whistled on Derek Jackson. That'll be his first. Third as a team here against Kearney Catholic. 2:13 to go. Quarter number one. 15-6, Kearney Catholic with the lead. Donovan Trumbull with the basketball. They bounce it in for Riley Wilfong. Wilfong will hand it off for Jordan Slough. And Slough is, they're going to lower everything, and he's going to drive in the lane and kick it out, and it's off the mark. Armin was moving out, and Slough was penetrating and going to dish back out to him. And I think Slough might have been better off. He had pretty good penetration there, but he throws it away. It's one of those, I don't know, somebody zigged when they should have zagged, and I'm not sure which one of those two young men. Bounce pass here, shot no good. Rebounded by Isaac Richter, and Richter is going to be fouled. They passed it at the elbow, had a backdoor cut. A good look here for Kearney Catholic. Shot was missed, and Isaac Richter pulls down the rebound. So Richter, who's hit on the arm by Blake Treat, and the free throw is no good. So Treat whistled for the foul. Richter misses the first of two free throws. And Askey checks back into the game. So does Lorenzo Williams here for Donovan Trumbull. The second free throw by Richter is good. Hoosman, Lease, and Squire is going to check back in here for Kearney Catholic. Holtmeyer stays, and so does Moore. So tossing it in here is Cook. Cook will bring it in for Slough. Slough looks on the right side for Askey, but gives it on the left wing here for Cook. And they throw it in the backcourt. And he couldn't make the save. It wasn't for lack of effort for Ian Askey. And that one was just kind of thrown away. Just a little miscommunication there between a couple of Donovan Trumbull players. There really wasn't much pressure put on the ball as Cook was trying to kick the ball back out for Askey. And Askey started moving a little bit before the pass was made. A little kick into the corner. Here's a three-pointer of our Squires. It's no good. Tracking down a long rebound is Treat. And Treat will give it to Slough. Slough on the dribble. Brings it left side. Bounce pass, left wing. Open for the jumper is Williams, but he'll penetrate. Now kick it. Here's a shot top of the key. Good for Grady Cook. Just inside the three-point arc. And Cook with a long deuce here. 16-8. 8-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. Driving, Hoosman. Hoosman off glass, a little bit too strong. Rebound tipped out. Coming out with is Slough. Slough up ahead here for Williams. And we're going to have a charge called on Jordan Slough as Lease was able to get up there. And as Slough made that pass out, he got rid of the ball but then ran over Lease. And they're going to call the foul on Slough. And that's a great defensive play here for Lease because there wasn't anybody up court, with the exception of Lorenzo Williams, who got that long outlet pass by Slough. So that takes a bucket off the board, essentially. Moore gets the inbound, so give it to Holtmeyer, who just checked back into the game. 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 16-8. Been a couple of calls in this game that could have gone either way. And that certainly was one a moment ago that went against Jordan Slough. And the Stars right now just have the ball essentially in the hands of Blake Holtmeyer. No pressure is being put on him at all. He'll give it to Matt Moore, and now Slough will pressure him a little bit. Now he'll give it to Holtmeyer. 17 seconds left. Holtmeyer's going to drive, lays it off glass, and it's up and in. Well, when Holtmeyer started moving, he moved pretty quick. Slough has it. 8 seconds to go here. He's got it. He'll drive. He'll float. Back of the iron, no good. Nothing but white there. Rebound pulled down by Hoosman, and Hoosman's just going to hold on to the basketball and listen for the horn. Kearney Catholic, after one quarter, with a 10-point lead over Donovan Trumbull. It's 18-8 after one quarter. Stars with the lead when we come back after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School, 18-8. The Stars with lead over Donovan Trumbull. But, Donovan Trumbull, you really can kind of see the spark there. They just haven't got things really going offensively. Slough with 4 points in the quarter. Burr and Cook also with a couple. For Kearney Catholic, leading the way so far is Brian Huseman. Huseman with 7 points here in quarter number one. Holtmeyer will start the second quarter. He gets the inbounds. Stars working it around the perimeter. They have it to Moore. They kind of dare Moore to shoot that baseline three, but instead they're going to dribble around, and Lease has it top of the circle. Lease kicks right side for Moore. Moore can shoot from that wing over there, but it's a little bit short and rebounded by Burr. Burr to Slough. Slough long pass up ahead for Williams. Williams shut off on the baseline, gives it top of the second circle here for Burr. Then they kick it back out for Askey. He's got a good look at a three. It's no good. Rebound tipped out by Huseman and into the hands of David Squires. Not that effort by Huseman. That's an offensive rebound right underneath the basket for Donovan Trumbull. Holtmeyer has it left wing, and he'll take it to the baseline. Now give it to Lease. Lease is going to back up, try a three. No good. Holtmeyer with the rebound. Holtmeyer off glass, a little bit too strong. Ball's on the ground. Squires comes up with it and shoots, but the shot won't fall. And now Squires, after his fifth rebound of the game, will go to the line, and he's going to shoot two. Kearney Catholic did a nice job of boxing some guys out of there. They allowed the ball to hit the ground. And then the foul on Burr is his first. They did such a nice job boxing people out. There wasn't anybody near the basketball. So Burr with his first personal foul. That's now four team fouls against Donovan Trumbull. And the free throw by Squires gives him 3 points in the game. And his second free throw here is also good. So 20-8, Kearney Catholic now. This is their largest lead at 12 in the ballgame. Slough across the timeline, picked up by Huseman. Bounce pass right side for Burr. Burr gives the top of the circle here for Cook. Backdoor cut. Burr off of his hands. It's a turnover. Here come the Stars on the run. Moore is going to kick it for Huseman in the corner. Huseman skips it for Squires. Squires with a little penetration, and Squires is fouled before the shot, and we'll see whether or not this is going to go on Burr. Nope, it's going to be on Lorenzo Williams instead. There was a lot of pushing and shoving on the way in there. You could have probably called Squires for a little forearm shiver there, and that certainly would have made the folks wearing red happy. In any event, they don't get that call, as it's a second foul against Williams. Entry pass inside for Huseman. Huseman misses his shot, gets his own rebound, kicks it out for Moore. And now Kearney Catholic will reset the offense. Left side, Holtmeyer's got it. And we've got some pushing going in underneath, and I think that's going to be on Riley Wiltfong. Yep, Wiltfong was pushing Squires out of the way there. And, you know, Squires is in there, and he's bodying things up here as well. It's always that second guy that gets called, right? Wiltfong whistled for the foul. Stars inbound. Around the perimeter, Moore's got it. Moore trying to throw it inside. It's almost intercepted and then into the hands of Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer lays it on the rim. Can't come up with the shot as Burr pulls down the rebound here for Donovan Trumbull. So Slough will drive the lane. 15-foot jumper short as it was deflected by Lease. So give Lease the block. And here comes Matt Moore. Moore slowing it down. It's just going to back up here. They direct traffic a little bit. They give it off right wing here for Holtmeyer. This game kind of played at a little bit slower pace than what Kearney Catholic's been used to. Driving the baseline is going to be Lease, who gives it to Moore on the cut, and Moore will now head to the free throw line. Starting in the corner, Alex Lease just drove, really, he was going from one corner to the other corner right along the baseline. The defense collapsed on him, and he was able to flip it over his shoulder to Matt Moore, and then Moore was fouled by Grady Cook. And Moore now goes the line and shoots two. This one's off the back of the iron. No good. So seven fouls against Donovan Trumbull, three against Kearney Catholic with 5:41 to go here in the second quarter. Stars also lead the scoreboard 20-8. Do they have the foul advantage by having the lower numbers? They have the score advantage because they have bigger ones. Moore's second free throw is good, and that's his first point of the night. And Jordan Slough will come into the offensive zone. He'll give off the left side here for Armin, who checked in during the free throws. Picked up by Connor Stride. And they'll give it between the circles for Cook. Cook, right wing for Slough. Slough gives it off. Armin's going to penetrate. Armin takes it all the way in off glass, and they'll score. Maybe a bit of a continuation, but he drew a lot of body contact and knifed in. And so he'll have a chance for a three-point play. Armin had it top of the key, just drilled in strong with that dominant hand, floated it up and in. And the foul is going to be on Moore. That is his first. So chance for the three-point play. It's no good. Rebounded by Hoosman. So Hoosman snags the rebound. He'll give it to Lease here. He's got it across the timeline. Off of a screen, he'll pass it right side for Moore. Gives it for Strite. Skips it over there. And Strite gives it to Moore. Moore kicks into the corner. There's Hoosman. He's open. Back the iron, no good. Strite with the rebound. And Strite will kick it now right side for Moore, but a three-second call. I think Hoosman, who was posting up in there, stayed in there as they kicked it out for the shot. And they're going to whistle him for a turnover. I think it was on Hoosman. Could have been Lease as well. They were both in there. In any event, turnover on the Stars and an 11-point deficit here for Donovan Trumbull. And they're hanging in this one, even though they haven't shot the ball exceptionally well. Slough's got it. And they'll kick it off left side here for Cook. Cook gives it on the wing here for Armin. Armin, a little bit of a ball fake. He'll skip it on the right side for Cook. As Cook's got it, and he'll just hand it off to Slough, and they'll reset that offense. Pretty good battle inside as Creighton Burr trying to body up Hoosman. Hoosman giving up a lot of inches, but has pretty good ups. And now drive on the right side, arm shot, no good. Rebounded by Hoosman. Hoosman kicks it up ahead to Moore. Moore's going to kick it back out for Strite. Strite's going to drive, reverse layup, no good. Tipped out, coming up with it is Armin. And Armin has the ball knocked loose momentarily, but now Slough's got it. Runner on the right side, jumper no good. Offensive rebound by Burr. Burr, ball fake, shot high off the glass. It's no good. And we've got a foul, and I think that's going to be on Connor Strite. Now, Strite was a little bit out of position and up high athletically to get the ball was Grady Cook. And without Strite really moving, Strite kind of ended up undercutting Cook. So Cook was fouled there by Strite. Fortunately, nobody got hurt there. Isn't one of those where he undercut him when he was in the air. He was in a bad position, and when he went in the air, then the undercut came. In any event, it's a foul on Kearney Catholic, and Slough's going to inbound it. You hate to see those undercuts. And Kearney Catholic, pretty good defense. Jordan Slough forced to call a timeout with 3:59 to go. He couldn't get it inbounded. 21-10, Kearney Catholic with an 11-point lead. Donovan Trumbull, chance to cut it down to single digits as they'll inbound the basketball. We come back right after this.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, this game being played at a little bit different pace than what both of these two teams are. Well, I can't say both these teams are really used to, because Donovan Trumbull's played so many tight games. They've had some games played in the 30s and 40s, most notably their 35-32 win over Adams Central. This game certainly being played at a pace like that. And here Donovan Trumbull will inbound the basketball. Askey helps work it back around the perimeter. Slough has it now on that far sideline. He's working up against Jackson, who checked in. Slough will kick it out here for Armin. Armin drives the lane, and we're going to have a reach, or are we going to have a block? In any event, there clearly was a foul on Kearney Catholic, and they're going to call that one on Alex Lees. So foul on the Stars, inbound here for Askey, and Askey gives it between the circles here for Armin. Armin in the lane, gets it in there, and falling down is Treat. Somehow he is able to pass the ball back out. How Donovan Trumbull maintained possession, I don't know, but Askey, with some great hustle, gets the ball back for Slough. A couple of different Cardinals on their back was able to find somebody to pass to. Here Slough drives, and we've got a push whistled on Kearney Catholic, and Coach Lease does not agree. It's going to be a push whistled against Alex Lease, and that'll be his second personal foul, and now a 1-1 coming up here on Jordan Slough. Slough, who's 2-for-2 from the free throw line, will step to the stripe after Creighton Burr checks into the game. He'll come in for Grady Cook. And Slough at the line. Free throw is good. So 5 in the game here for Jordan Slough. Makes it 21-11. Second free throw, back of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Lease. And Lease will let traffic clear. They'll bring in the offensive zone, kick right wing here for Jackson. Jackson between the circles. It's a little bit of a screen, takes it left side, loses the basketball, and it's going to be into the hands of Creighton Burr. That'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Slough's got it. Slough has a little bit of numbers advantage, gives it for Armin. Bounce pass on the inside, knocked loose. Treat gets it back, though. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Burr's got it. Loses the ball. Is able to save it into the hands of Armin. Nice bounce pass inside for Treat. Treat has a shot blocked by Brian Huseman. And it goes out of bounds. They're saying Huseman is the last to touch it. Isaac Richter going to check into the ballgame. So Kearney Catholic makes a little substitution here. And the Cardinals will inbound it. They lob it inside for Burr. Burr shoots over the top of Richter. It's no good. Fighting for the rebound and getting it is Burr. Burr will give it off for Armin. Armin kicks it back out for Burr. Burr gets it to Treat. Treat slips, and they're going to call a push on Richter. And Richter must have pushed before I started noticing him. In any event, they're going to call a foul here, and Treat's going to go line, and he's going to have a 1-1. And again, Donovan Trumbull just scrapping. I mean, they're going after loose balls. They're on the ground. Free throw here is no good. Rebounded by Lease, and he'll kick it up ahead to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer in transition, in the run. A shot, back the iron, and no good. And they're going to call a block on Slough. Slough is trying to get the charge. And from my perspective, it looked like Slough was there. In any event, they're going to call him for the charge. I didn't see him slide, and he was there plenty early. And they're going to say that Holtmeyer was able to draw the charge. And Slough making his case to the official that made the decision. Not going to change it. And now Holtmeyer is going to go line and shoot two. 2:34 to go, second quarter, 21-11. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Also a couple of free throws coming up here by Holtmeyer. And the first one's good. Holtmeyer with 3 points in the game. Overton leads Elwood 33-16 at halftime. A game on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9. Holtmeyer's second free throw. Takes his time at the line. It is on the way, and it is a little bit short. Treat snags the rebound here for Donovan Trumbull. He'll give it to Slough. Slough in the offensive zone, and he walked with it. Slid a little bit with those sneakers on the floor, and just enough for the turnover. Riley Wiltfong checking back in here for Donovan Trumbull. Moore in for Kearney Catholic. So Williams and Wiltfong back deep. Inbounded here for Moore. Moore on that far sideline. Going to kick it out top of the circle here for Huseman. Huseman kicks into the corner for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, little ball fake, gives it to Moore in the corner. Moore is picked up there defensively by Williams. They get it in for Isaac Richter. Richter shot off glass, no good. Holtmeyer with the rebound, back to Richter, and Richter will take it off glass, and it is no good. But he is fouled. And Richter had trouble handling the basketball, but he didn't move his feet. Some of the Donovan Trumbull fans won a travel call there, but he never moved his feet. He just wasn't catching the basketball. and mostly in part because Donovan Trumbull just had him bracketed. They just couldn't grab the ball either. The foul is going to be whistled on Cook. Richter hits the first of two free throws. And Richter now with 4 points in the game. 23-11, 2:03 to go here in the second quarter. And the second free throw looks short, is short, but Richter gets it back. He'll shoot in the lane, and he'll score. Gets the offensive rebound and hits a little runner one-handed. And Kearney Catholic has their largest lead of the game here at 14. They lead it 25-11. Pass through the hands of Lorenzo Williams and out of bounds. And Richter getting a nice slap on the back by about three different coaches here for Kearney Catholic as he comes out of the game. Strike checked in for him. Also out there is going to be Squires. Moore on the baseline, drives, reverse layup, shot no good. Rebound by Riley Wiltfong. Wiltfong went up high for that one, and he'll bring it across the timeline himself. He's got the dribble, gives it off on the left wing for Armin. Nice pass around the perimeter, but through the fingertips of Blake Treat. Nope, they're going to say it was last touched by Kearney Catholic. It clearly was tipped before it got to Treat, and I don't have a very good vantage point, but it looked to me like Treat may have touched it, but they're going to say it was last touched by David Squires. So Donovan Trumbull, the inbound underneath their own basket. Wiltfong to toss it into the corner. Over there is Burr, and they'll work it back around, and Burr in the lane asking for the ball. It's a mismatch if they get it in there because Strite is giving up about 8 inches. And now they enter it inside for Blake Treat, and Treat posts up, and he'll score. Nice pass by Armin to Treat on that right side, as there was a couple of mismatches there. Advantage Donovan Trumbull with that bigger size. Lob pass to Moore on the right side, and he'll dribble it back out to the left wing. Back out to Moore. He'll kick it over there for Hoosman. Hoosman penetrates, finds the open shooter. That's Strike for three, and he hits a three. The penetration and then the kick. Connor Strike cashes in with a three-pointer. Give an assist to Hoosman. Right side, Burr. Burr is going to lob it on that right side, and Donovan Trumbull turns it over. Again, Kearney Catholic trying to make some of those taller kids for Donovan Trumbull play a little bit faster maybe than they want to. And they threw it in the corner a little bit too high. Donovan Trumbull turns it over. Unofficially, I got them with 10 turnovers here in the ballgame. Kearney Catholic with three. 28-13, 33 seconds to go here before halftime. Stars with a 15-point lead. And milking the clock here is going to be Matt Moore. The Cardinals just going to play that zone here, and Kearney Catholic figures, well, we'll just take the last shot. And at worst, we'll have a 15-point lead at intermission. 15 seconds to go here. Now a little bit of pressure being put on here by Wiltfong. Moore's got it. Moore gives it to Strite. 7 seconds left. Strite kicks out. Moore's going to fire the three. It's going to be blocked by Burr. Picked up here by Wiltfong. Wiltfong, 1 second left. Tries to pass it up ahead, and they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul. There was contact on that sideline, and they're going to say that the half-court shot, there was a foul on Kearney Catholic. And Kearney Catholic saying he stepped out of bounds before the shot. In any event, Riley Wiltfong is going to go line and shoot three. The foul is issued on Connor Strite. That'll be his second, and he commits a foul about 40 feet away from the basket. Wiltfong's free throw is up and good. And maybe this is what gets Donovan Trumbull's fans as well as their basketball team into this game a little bit here. Second free throw is on the way. It rolls around, and it's good. So Wiltfong has already hit two shots. And the third one is good. So Wiltfong hits all three of them. And the Donovan Trumbull fans are on their feet. They get a little bit of momentum. They cut the lead down to 28-16 here at intermission. The Stars with a 12-point lead. Donovan Trumbull with a little bit of momentum as we head in the locker room. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. We're at halftime of the boys' game where Kearney Catholic leads Dauphin Trumbull 28-16. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. You're also listening to the Kearney Catholic Stars dance team performing here at intermission. And kind enough to join us here at the break is Kearney Catholic head girls basketball coach Rick Petrie. And your team picked up a 72-27 win today, and now you can kind of concentrate on those teams that are coming up right around the corner. You know, the trip to Seward and then Pierce, and now you can actually start talking about that a little bit more.
Yeah, we can. It's time. You know, we've looked forward to this for quite a while, and just need to get through this game, and then we're ready to go.
And, you know, you play a team that's 2-11. It's awfully easy for your girls to kind of overlook them. And to be honest with you, I kind of thought maybe they did. They came out, I thought, a little bit flat to start the
ball. Yeah, there's no question. We didn't have the energy that we normally have. You know, we threw the ball around and just weren't very sharp.
And that's probably to be expected. I mean, you had a tough game. It's kind of that game in the middle. You know, St. Cecilia and then what you got coming up this weekend is probably somewhat to be expected.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I was hoping that we'd be a little bit more focused, but, you know, kids are kids, and that's just kind of the process, and they're looking forward to the end of the week as well.
And you kind of saw, you know, things kind of get going for you a little bit. Michaela Mestel in that second quarter, I mean, you guys kind of just kind of going through the motions, but then she comes up and it was in a stretch there where I think she scored four straight trips down the court one way or another.
Yeah, she did. She did a nice job. Got some steals, you know, just flat took the ball away from somebody a couple times and just went down and scored. And, you know, she did a nice job facilitating things again. And, you know, we're pretty happy. Just get out of here with a win and keep everybody healthy. And, you know, again, we'll see what happens this end of the week.
And you were kind enough to join us on the Doug and Daddy show this week already to kind of talk about it a little bit. So this will be a little bit of rehashing here. We're at halftime. Kearney Catholic's girls won early today, 72-27 over Dauphin Trumbull. The Kearney Catholic boys have a 28-16 lead here at intermission. But, you know, 14-0 and just haven't really been that pushed this year with the schedule so far. That certainly is going to be changing here when you travel to Seward and then host Pierce on Friday night. The game Thursday will be right here on ESPN. What do you know about that environment playing down in Seward? I mean, that might be one thing we haven't really talked about is what is it like to be on the road at Seward?
Well, obviously it's going to be, you know, pretty intense and a little bit different. I expect a good crowd, you know, and obviously in their favor. And, you know, it's going to be a test for our kids to focus on the basketball aspect of stuff that goes on the floor, not worry about the crowd and that environment. You know, I imagine their students will be loud, and, you know, we have to kind of play through that.
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of a fun environment, too, because you're the only game. I mean, you know, it isn't like one of those boy games where, yeah, boy-girl doubleheaders. I mean, this is all about the girls on Friday, on Thursday and Friday night.
It is, you know, and that's kind of fun, a little bit different for us. And, you know, the focus is on us, and I guess, you know, a little bit different game time for us, too, so we'll have to make those little adjustments.
And again, traveling at Seward, you just already know just kind of what you're going to be kind of facing there. I'm sure this week you've had your girls complete and undivided attention in practice.
Yeah, we have. I mean, we've worked real hard against both a little bit of what Pierce does as well as Seward. you know, two completely opposite ends of the spectrum. You know, Seward's going to pressure you. They're going to play you man-to-man pretty much, and, you know, they might switch it up a little bit. But for the most part, they're going to pressure you full court, and you have to handle that pressure. I mean, you have to do a good job taking care of the basketball, getting open to get the ball inbounds, and doing those things. You know, Pierce is more of a half-court team. Play a lot of 2-3 zone, and, you know, again, we're going to have to make those adjustments from night to night.
And again, we'll have that game for you Thursday here on ESPN against Seward, and on Friday on Classic Hits 98.9 against Pierce. The pressure is really going to be on your guards at Seward.
Absolutely.
Handling the basketball. If
Absolutely.
You can get the ball down to the half-court game, that's where you would certainly have the advantage. What sort of things do you really kind of concentrate on to be able to handle that pressure?
You know, we've worked real hard last week on pressuring our guards and doing a little two-on-one stuff and doing some other things to facilitate, you know, the pressure that we're going to face. Obviously, you can't always
simulate that
in practice. You can't. I mean, there's just games. There's a different level. There's a different speed of play. You try as hard as you can, but it's a step up once you get to a game.
And one of the things that's different, I mean, that you do a lot of 7-on-5.
We do.
You get extra defenders out there so you can kind of simulate that pressure. However, it's a little bit different because they pressure with one person on the ball so well.
Yeah, they do. And so, you know, our guards are gonna have to do a great job taking care of it, not get the ball stolen. You know, I tell the kids this, I don't mind. We take chances. We're going to throw the ball around a little bit. But the nice thing, and we did this again against St. Cecilia, even though we had, 15, 17 turnovers, whatever it was, none of those turnovers turned into layups. You know, and if you're not turning the ball over for layups, you can afford some of those.
Yeah, if they score in transition, now you're really playing into their game. Are you going to be able to use your taller post players a little bit, try to throw over the top of the zone, kind of have that as kind of that relief valve where you throw it to the taller player?
Well, Bailey does a great job on that. That's why we have her bring the ball in, because, you know, she sees the floor very well and she can dribble a little bit. So she gets her arms up and she can throw over people. So we'll use her.
Yeah, and again, if you handle the pressure, advantage you. Now, again, you flip that around the other way, your guards are probably going to be the advantage that you have when you take on Pierce Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? They're going to match us height-wise, and I want to get that game going up and down the floor. You know, I don't want it to be a half-court, set it up, you know, run your offense stuff. I want to get going and, you know, get the ball up and down the floor.
This has to be kind of fun because you get to play two different styles of ball in back-to-back nights. And this is really, in a way, a no-lose situation for you guys because it's going to get you better.
It is. And that's the thing. You know, people ask me, well, why do you schedule those two games back-to-back? Well, it fit in the schedule, one thing. And the second thing is we feel we have a team that can be competitive at the state level. And to play these games only prepares you for, you know, sub-district, state competition. And so, you know, as you said, I look at this as a win-win situation.
Well, best of luck to you, Rick. Appreciate the time today.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, thanks. Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach here at Kearney Catholic. The Kearney Catholic girls won today 72-27, and the Kearney Catholic boys now leading Dauphin Trumbull 28-16 at intermission. We'll take a quick break. We'll take a look at the numbers very quickly when we come back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. Real quickly, let's get to the halftime numbers for Dauphin Trumbull. Leading the way for them so far is Jordan Slough. Slough has 5 points at intermission, 2 for Nathaniel Armand off the bench, 3 points off the bench for Riley Wiltfong, also off the bench, 2 points for Blake Treat. And the only other starters to score, Creighton Burr, he's got 2. Grady Cook also with 2 points. For Kearney Catholic, so far here in the first half, 7 points for Brian Hoosman, 3 points off the bench for Blake Holtmeyer, 5 for Connor Streit, 4 for David Squires, 2 for Alex Lees, and 6 off the bench for Isaac Richter. Matt Moore also 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. Kearney Catholic led by 10 at the end of one quarter, and they lead here at intermission 28-16. And it will be possession of Dauphin Trumbull to start the second half. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in the local Yellow Pages. Off the second half possession, a three-pointer for the Cardinals. Off the back of the iron, Lorenzo Williams had a little bit too much pepper on that one, I guess, as it went up high, hit the little guide wire at the top of the basket, so that'll be out of bounds off of Dauphin Trumbull. So Stars with their first possession of the ball game. Not a bad look there by Williams. They just got a little bit of that iron and went high in the air. So here Matt Moore bringing the offensive zone. Kearney Catholic going with their starters here in the second half. Moore, Hoosman, Strite, Squires, and Lees. Dauphin Trumbull doing the same, and we'll set those for you here in just a moment. Squires, he'll skip it out right side for Strite. Strite off of a little screen. Now is just going to kick it out. Here's Lees for 3. Back the iron, no good. Up high for the rebound is Moore. And Moore, his pass for Hoosman is knocked out of bounds. Good defensive play there by Grady Cook. For Dauphin Trumbull, Askey, Burr, Williams, Slough, and Cook out there, their starters, to start the second half as well. So Squires to toss it in. They'll just lob it in here for Moore. And Moore finds a cutter. That's Hoosman. Hoosman makes the catch. His shot's off the back of the iron, and Burr up high for the rebound after the miss. Slough works it up ahead. They give it for Askey. Askey gets it inside for Cook. Cook, shot, no good. Rebounded by Squires. Not a bad post move there. Outlet pass quickly. There's Hoosman. Hoosman's going to drive off glass and score. Maybe it's cherry picking, or maybe it's just the speed of Brian Hoosman, but they just kicked that ball up court very, very quickly, and Hoosman turns it into 2 points. On that right side, Askey trying to enter it in, and Squires stepped in that passing lane, and it forced Ian Askey to maybe drag that pivot foot a little bit. In any event, it's a turnover on Dauphin Trumbull as he's called for the travel. So Moore will bring it up ahead. Unofficially, 12 turnovers on Dauphin Trumbull, only 3 on Kearney Catholic. This game has a little bit different pace than what really both these two teams want to have. Both of them like to play an up-tempo style. Kick right side with it is Strite, and Strite strokes in a 3. Just simple passing around the perimeter, and Strite strokes in the 3, and Steve Hartman's going to call a timeout. The Stars with their largest lead of the ball game. They lead it 33-16, and we've got a timeout here for Dauphin Trumbull. We'll take it with him. 6:13 to go here in the third quarter. We're back right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, 33-16, Steve Hartman calls the timeout here to kind of circle the wagons a little bit. You know, Dauphin Trumbull got that those 3 points at the buzzer thanks to the three free throws by Riley Wolfong. And they built a little bit of momentum, but that momentum certainly has turned over to Kearney Catholic side to start the second half here as they are in the midst of a quick little 5-0 run here. So timeout, Dauphin Trumbull. And this timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at a concession stand near you, including 1-1 right here at Kearney Catholic. So to inbound the basketball, this is going to be Creighton Burr, and the Kearney Catholic is going to try to pressure a little bit. They just inbound it for Jordan Slough. Just let him go up in the air and grab it over the top of Moore. He'll bring in the offensive zone. They screen off Moore. Slough takes it to the free throw line. Ball in the lane, and we're going to have a foul whistled on Kearney Catholic. A great little play there as Slough had it. Got that little pick set by Cook, and as soon as he got the ball back, he bounced past it into Cook, and Cook went right up with it, and he was fouled. So he's going to shoot 2. The foul is going to be on Strite. That's going to be his 3rd. And Cook's free throw is up and good. So Cook with 3 points in the ball game, and coming out with those 3 fouls is going to be Strite. Holtmeyer's going to check in for him. 6:02 to go. Again, Steve Hartman told us at halftime of the girls' game that he just really wants this one to be close in the fourth quarter, and he thinks that his battle-tested team might have the advantage at that point. The free throw is no good. Rebounded by Lease. Lease pass up ahead and intercepted by Slough. Slough makes the interception. He's on the run, weaving through the stars, and he'll kick it into the corner. Penetration here by Armin. Armin gives it top of the circle here for Cook. Cook gets it inside. Creighton Burr is going to drive, and it's going to be a foul on Kearney Catholic. And you see a little bit different approach to things here for Donovan Trumbull. They are really attacking the basket right now, and it's getting Kearney Catholic in early foul trouble here as the foul was whistled on Holtmeyer, as they picked up a couple of fouls in the first two minutes and 15 seconds of the third quarter. Burr's free throw is up and good. And after that timeout that Coach Hartman called, they've really become a lot more aggressive offensively. Burr's second free throw, good. Treat's going to check in as Cook's going to come out. So 33-19. 14-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. Pass up ahead here for Hoosman. Hoosman's going to drive all the way in. Has a shot blocked and picked up by Burr. Great athletic play by Burr, not only to get the block, but then to come up with a basketball. Slough's going to drive, stopped by Moore. Takes it down to the baseline, kicks it out. Top of the key, here's the three by Burr. No good, and we're going to have a foul over the back on the rebound on Blake Treat. Well, Treat was boxed out there fairly effectively by Squires. And so they call the foul. Long pass on the inbounds. They get it to Hoosman. Hoosman, well covered, hands it to Moore. Moore's going to drive, and Moore will score. They sent Hoosman back deep. He made a catch, just out jumping everybody right at the free throw line, and just kind of made a little, started to back in, and then just handed off to Moore, and Moore just dribbled around him and laid it up and in. Armin's got it now from the free throw line, has the ball knocked loose. It's on the ground, and they're going to tie it up. And it's going to be tied up there. And then after the tie-up, David Squires is going to help Armin back to his feet. Lease was in there as well. Alternating possession rule will hand the basketball to Kearney Catholic as the possession arrow pointing to them. They'll move the arrow after they inbound the ball to Matt Moore here. 4:52 to go. Quarter number three. Stars lead it 35-19. Moore on the dribble. Not being pressured at all, and Moore's just going to back up a little bit, and he'll give it off left wing here for Brian Hoosman. Burr respects Hoosman's ability to drive, so he plays off of him a little bit. They kick it over there for Squires. Squires tries to bounce pass it in, but Burr steps in there and makes the steal. Nice play there by Burr, and Creighton Burr gets the ball back out for Slough. Slough's going to penetrate, kick back out for Wiltfong. He has a block by Holtmeyer at the... Ball still in the hands now of Burr. Burr's going to drive, and he'll score. Creighton Burr, great athletic play there, driving through the lane. He had it on the left side after the block, drove through traffic, and just had used those long arms to flick it off the glass and cut the lead down to 14. Backdoor cut, open is Moore, and Moore's going to lay it up and in. Hoosman had it on that right wing behind the three-point arc, and Matt Moore just cut in the back door, got the catch, and laid it off the glass. And that was pretty easy once they found Matt Moore. Left wing, Burr's got it. Top of the circle, he'll give it to Treat. Treat to Slough. Slough's picked up there by Moore. And Leeson, Burr having a great battle inside there. Penetration here by Armin. Armin's going to kick it off on the baseline. Jumper's good for Blake Treat. So Donovan Trumbull finding a little offensive rhythm here. But they still trail by 14, 37-23, 3:19 to go. Directing traffic, Matt Moore. He's asking for a little bit of help, and they shade off of him. They don't pressure him, and now trying to get the steal is Armin. Moore handles the dribble pretty well. Still has his dribble. Standing near midcourt now, and he'll give it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer to Lease, and Lease penetration is going to be fouled by Nathaniel Armin on his way to the basket. Isaac Richter in for the Stars. Cook in for Donovan Trumbull. So the Cardinals making a substitution, giving Creighton Burr a little bit of a breather. Also in the battle for the Cards is going to be Lorenzo Williams. And I'm not sure who's coming out of the game. I think it's going to be Slough. Exactly 3 minutes to go here, third quarter, 37-23. Kearney Catholic with lead and the ball. Hoosman off the inbounds, has it, jump stop in the lane, kicks it. There's Holtmeyer. He's going to penetrate and take it off the glass and score. They collapse so much on Hoosman, and rightfully so. And Hoosman does such a great job finding somebody that's cutting in, and that was Holtmeyer. Tough drive on that left wing, a little floater by Armin. Armin shot, good. And now the pace is picking up. Penetration here by Holtmeyer. He tried to dump it off for Richter. It's going to be stolen away by Treat, and here come the Cardinals as they work the ball up court. They kick it left side. There's Armin. He'll fire a three. Back the iron, no good. Rebounded by Lease. Lease pass up ahead for Hoosman, and they let him just a little bit too far as Hoosman couldn't track it down. And Coach Lee's talking to his youngest son there, pointing out that you can't throw it just quite so quickly. It has to have a little bit of an arch there and give Hoosman the opportunity to go catch it. Didn't have time to react to the ball. In any event, Kearney Catholic turns the ball over, their seventh turnover of the game. 39-25, Donovan Trumbull trying to cut into the lead here a little bit. Treat takes it on the baseline, and he loses the basketball. He ran into Hoosman. And Hoosman getting up slowly, but I think that's a tired getting up and not an injured getting up. He'll come out of the game as Squires checks back in. And Burr got a little breather. He'll check back into the game now. Blake Treat will come out for Donovan Trumbull. So Holtmeyer to inbound it, and he'll give it to Moore. Moore, be pressured a little bit by Slough once he gets to midcourt. And he'll dribble behind his back. Still has it between the circles here. Still on the bounce, not closely guarded. He'll get the ball back out to Lease. Lease lobs it over for Squires. And Squires has it, gives it to Lease. Lease is going to penetrate, a little floater, no good. Rebound is tipped out, and they're going to say it was last tipped out by the Cardinals. Moore was there as well, doing battle with Grady Cook for that rebound. They're going to say Cook was the last to touch it. So team rebound for the Stars. And Richter checks in, gets the inbounds, gives it right back to Lease. Lease has an open look at a three. It's no good. Hoosman gets the rebound, and he'll get the ball to Lease. Lease in the lane, gives it to Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer's going to take it off glass, and he's fouled. Again, nice penetration there by Kearney Catholic. And, boy, I'll tell you what, Brian Hoosman just jumps like a deer. He didn't touch anybody. He went over the back, but I mean over the back. He didn't touch anybody on that rebound. The foul whistled on Cook. That is his third. Holtmeyer at the line to shoot two, and the first one's no good. .134 to go, third quarter. 39-25. Kearney Catholic with the lead. They've led by as many as 17. They led 33-16. And Don Crumble needs to find some way to cut into that a little bit. Helps it. A couple of free throws missed here by Holtmeyer. The rebound by Burr. And Donovan Trumbull will get a little screen by Burr. Slough takes the top of the circle. Kicks left side for Armin. Armin's got it. He'll give it right wing for Williams. Williams on the baseline for Burr. Finds a backdoor cutter, but the shot is blocked. And then the rebound by Blake Treat. Treat had it blocked, but he got his own rebound and laid it up and in. Now long outlet pass, trying to connect with Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer can't track it down as it was thrown a little bit too deep, and it'll be another Kearney Catholic turnover. Kearney Catholic has succeeded about three times on that play where they get that easy basket, but they've also turned it over about three times as well. Slough on the dribble, takes it all the way down to the baseline, a little ball fake. He'll kick it out. Open for three is Burr. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Lease, and Lease outlet pass stolen away by Slough. Slough's going to drive, float, back the iron, no good. Holtmeyer pulls down the rebound, and that gives Coach Lease the opportunity to call timeout. Not happy with how his team has taken care of the ball here recently. Coach Lease calls the timeout with 48.4 to go here in the third quarter. The Stars lead the Cardinals 39-27. We're back after this.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Well, Kearney Catholic trying to do that little run-out play, make that long home run pass, but they've had some errors on that. If we're going to continue with the baseball analogies, they turned the ball over a couple of times, and now Coach Lease basically said, well, guys, let's not run ourselves out of this game. We're up by a dozen with 48.4 to go here in the third quarter. Maybe we don't have to have that quick strike. Take it if it's easy. Otherwise, let's try to work the ball a little bit as the clock is what we want to work down here. So Slough, I thought originally he was going to pressure the ball, but they're not going to. They're just going to drop back, and they'll inbound the ball to Moore. Moore now will pick up Slough as he brings it across the timeline. Moore on the dribble, flips it back out for Hoosman. Hoosman from the elbow, kicks it out for Lease. Lease will give it to Richter. Richter's not going to shoot a three on that right wing, so he'll give it off for Squires, who resets the offense here for Moore. 27 seconds left. Dribble here by Lease will reset the closely guarded count. Now Moore's got it. 18 seconds to go. 5-second count beginning here. Now Moore will dribble, reset the count, gives it off on the right side, and we've got a moving screen on Isaac Richter. That's going to be the third on Isaac Richter, and he'll stop the clock with 12.7 to go. Holtmeyer going to come in here for Richter. And Bird inbound to Slough. Into the game, Riley Wiltfong and Ian Askey for Donovan Trumbull. I think Blake, I can't remember if Blake Treat was out there or not, but Blake Treat's in there. He'll set a little high screen here. 7 seconds left. Slough's got it. Slough, top of the key, has his dribble, hands it off here for Burr. Burr kicks it off right side for Wiltfong. Wiltfong at the buzzer, in and out, no good. That would have been another shot in the arm here for Donovan Trumbull, but they had a good look at it. Shot does not fall. And so Kearney Catholic will lead by a dozen as we start the fourth quarter. Three quarters are in the book, 39-27. Kearney Catholic with the lead. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 30th, 2013. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Restrictions apply. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer is CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic. It's 39-27 at the end of three quarters. We start the fourth here. As Donovan Trumbull has the basketball, they get the pass in the lane, and Cook is going to head to the line as he was fouled. Nice little pick and roll, the high pick and roll, and Cook got the pass, went strong to the rack, and now he's going to go line and shoot two. Donovan Trumbull, the end of that third quarter, you could kind of see a team that has been in those situations in tight ball games where they go for that last shot as they ran off a pretty good look. It didn't fall for him. Had it, this would be an entirely different feel to the ball game. The first free throw here by Cook is no good. And they need to have something like that go for him. Second free throw by Cook will fall. As he's now two out of four from the free throw line. Long pass up ahead for Strite. Strite on that far sideline has the dribble. He'll give the ball back out to Moore. As Moore now will direct traffic. They give it for Squires. Squires back to Moore. Moore's going to penetrate, kick out. Here's an open look for Strite. Back of the iron, no good. High for the rebound is going to be Slough. So Slough will run the count. Run the ball up ahead here. Overton over Elwood in boys basketball, 64-33. That game all wrapped up on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Burr works it around the perimeter. Now Slough's going to penetrate. Slough off glass, no good. Rebounded by Moore. Good defense there by Lease. I'll tell you what, Slough got there quickly. Long pass up ahead. With it is Squires. Squires will give it for Hoosman. Hoosman kicks it out. Here's the three by Strite, and it's good. Connor Strite with his third three-pointer of the ball game. So Cook now will have the basketball here for Donovan Trumbull. He'll get it out for Williams. Williams working against Strite, top of the circle. 14-point lead for the Stars. 42-28, and it's stolen away by Lease. Lease takes it from Slough. Lease is going to drive. Lease off glass. No good. Rebounded by Hoosman. And Hoosman just tips it right up and in. Lease took the right side of the glass. Hoosman had the left. And Hoosman is able to tip it up and in. Penetration. Hoosman alters the shot on the drive by Armin. Rebounded by Moore. Stars on the run. They get it to Strite. Strite's going to kick it out for Squires. Squires, NBA three. And he hits the three in transition. Timeout for Donovan Trumbull. A little surge here by Kearney Catholic, and they lead by 19. 47-28, 6:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout, Cardinals. We're back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, here's one of those things that Kearney Catholic can do to you. You can play them tight for a while, and then they'll go on a quick little 8-0 run. But you know what? Donovan Trumbull can do the exact same thing. They have a couple of guys that can shoot. They can work the ball back inside to some of their taller players. They might have an opportunity to do the exact same thing. So this one certainly not over. But, boy, that little stretch there by Kearney Catholic, a quick little 8-0 run has pushed the lead out to 19. They lead it 47-28. And this is their largest lead of the ball game. So Slough will get the inbounds. He'll be pressured a little bit here by Lease. Slough across the timeline. He's got the dribble, and he'll get it off the left wing here for Cook. Top of the circle, Burr's got it. Back to Slough. Slough, they clear out the right side for him. He'll penetrate up against Lease, run into Richter, and he'll kick the ball back out for Williams. Williams, top of the circle. Lost the ball momentarily, but gets it out for Armin. Armin has it. Top of the circle. He lost it. Knocked down by Squires. Squires had it, and a timeout by Lease to try to maintain the possession. He was afraid he might travel with the basketball, but on the ground, diving on a fumble was David Squires. And Coach Lease calls the timeout to maintain the possession. 5:35 to go, fourth quarter. 47-28, Stars with the lead and the basketball. We come back.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Don't forget, at the conclusion of this one, we'll have the Misco Sports Post Game Report. We're going to try to talk with Coach Hartman from Donovan Trumbull, as well as Coach Lees from Kearney Catholic. Stars have the basketball. Moore is going to be picked up defensively by Wilt Fong. Off of a little screen, he'll take it on that right wing. And again, for Donovan Trumbull, they're going to have to be somewhat aggressive. And we're going to call an intentional foul on Slough, I believe, away from the ball. We are calling an intentional foul, and that will be on Jordan Slough. Moore was dribbling on that far side, and Lease was on the ground. I didn't see how I got there, and as soon as I heard the thud, I also heard the whistle and the call of an intentional foul. The free throw is up and good for Lease. And so he'll have two free throws. And then Kearney Catholic will get the basketball. That's only the fourth team foul on Donovan Trumbull, but intentional fouls are always two shots. And Steve Hartman asking for an explanation of exactly what happened. .522 to go, fourth quarter. And Coach Hartman still talking with the official and talking. We're just want an explanation is all. Lease is going to inbound. He'll toss it in for Richter. Back to Lease. And Lease picked up their man-to-man by Nathaniel Armin, who checked in a moment ago. Off of a screen. And we got a moving screen on Richter. That's the second time Richter's been called for that moving screen. And he doesn't need to move. He's big enough. They can scrape off of him. Well, in our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Thursday night, Amherst at Gibbon, a girl-boy doubleheader starting around 6 o'clock. And then on Friday night, it'll be Pierce at Kearney Catholic and girls basketball. And that's set for a 7:30 tip. And then high school wrestling, the Luplac Conference Tournament Finals at Gibbon starting around 2 o'clock. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Donovan Trumbull has in the offensive zone. They get it inside for Burr. Burr, nice little jump stop. His shot rolling around, no good. Rebound tipped around. Coming up with it is going to be Squires. And Squires ends the possession. He'll get it up to Lease. They'll kick it up for Hoosman. Hoosman on the baseline, a little jumper. Back of the iron, no good. Burr running the floor. He gets the rebound. He'll kick it up ahead here for Wilfong. Wilfong is shut off by Strite, and he'll have to give it back out for Burr. Burr on the far sideline gives it for Armin, and Armin walked with it. Plenty of basketball right here on ESPN as well coming up in the next few days. And we'll begin, first of all, with basketball tomorrow night, Wisconsin at Indiana, and then Pittsburgh at Villanova. Tomorrow will be Pittsburgh at Villanova, my apologies, and then Kearney Catholic at Seward girls basketball is Thursday night, and Friday, Kearney High at Lincoln Southeast, and then Fremont at Kearney High on Saturday. A couple of Bearcat doubleheaders for you on Friday and Saturday. On the bounce, here's Lease, and he'll just get the ball back out here for Hoosman. Hoosman gives it between the circles for Moore. Now left side for Squires. Squires on the baseline, shot no good. Offensive rebound tipped out for Hoosman. Hoosman missed it, got his own rebound, tipped it up and in. He's hit on the arm, and he'll have a chance to finish a three-point play. Apparently that first shot was just too easy for Brian Hoosman. He had a good look at it, rolled in and out. It was tipped to him, and he went up, and as it was tipped, he tipped it right back to the glass and hit on the arm as the foul is going to be called on Creighton Burr. That's just his second. You know it's not going to be your day win. Free throw is up and good for Hoosman. 52-28. This is Kearney Catholic's largest lead of the ball game, and it occurs with 4:02 to go in the fourth quarter. Slough checks back into the game, and he'll get it at midcourt to Cook. Cook brings it across the timeline, has it stolen away by Strite. Strite does not have numbers, but he'll give it to Lease on the baseline, and he'll reset the offense. Will Alex Lease? He lost it momentarily, gets it back, and he'll kick into the corner, and there's Hoosman. Hoosman's going to kick it out for Moore. Starr's going to work the clock here a little bit, leading it 52-28. Trying to shorten the game down a little bit. Strite facing a little pressure from Cook. He'll give it to Lease on the right wing. Lease penetrating against Armin here. He gives it to Hoosman. Hoosman now top of the circle, gives it for Squires. Squires off of a screen, gets it to Moore. Now Strite's got it on the left wing. They enter it inside for Hoosman. Hoosman, turnaround jumper over the top of Slough, and it's good. Well, don't blame Jordan Slough for that one, because there's nothing you could do. He played perfect defense on that, and Hoosman just kind of caught it in rhythm and made a nice little pull-up jumper. Armin, left wing, jumper, no good. Rebounded by Lease, and Lease will dribble through some pressure, bring it in the offensive zone. He'll take it all the way in off glass, a little bit too strong. Hoosman with the rebound. Hoosman falling down, hits the shot up and in. And Brian Hoosman putting on a little bit of a clinic. 9 points in the quarter. And Kearney Catholic now has doubled up Donovan Trumbull, 56-28. Law pass inside for Cook. Cook has it stripped away by Strite, but Strite took a little extra step with it and turned it over. And Kearney Catholic We'll make some changes here. Zach Jackson checking in for the first time tonight. Harrison Pierce for the first time tonight. Alex Squires trots off with Brian Hoosman, and Squires, a grin that denotes somebody that is a canary that just swallowed the cat. Driving on the left side, Slough slashes in there, hit on the arm, and he'll go line and shoot two. .220 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Slough will try to cut into the deficit here. The free throw is up and good. 56-29. Slough's second free throw on the way. And the free throw is no good. Rebounded by Treat. And Treat is able to get it inside for Burr. And Burr, that's a nice little baseline drive as he takes it off the glass. Actually, it was under the glass, jumped back underneath, and laid it off the glass. Great body control there by Creighton Burr. Now, from Trumbull, the number 9 team in Class C2, they're going to win their share, no doubt about it. Left side, here's Harrison Pierce. So far, the long jumper, it's no good. And he's able to keep it alive. Holtmeyer's got it now, and then Holtmeyer lost, and it's out of bounds. And that'll be off of Kearney Catholic, so that'll be a turnover on the Stars with a minute 49 to go. And Aaron Ettinger going to check into the game here for Donovan Trumbull. Blake Treats out there. Also, Riley Wilfong. Wilfong gets the inbounds. He'll give it off for Ian Askey. And in the offensive zone here is Wilfong. Wilfong kicks on the right side. Jumper by Askey in the corner. It's no good. Rebounded by Wilfong in the lane. His shot's a little bit short. Rebounded by Moore. And Moore's done a nice job of rebound. That's his fourth of the game. And great hustle there by Donovan Trumbull. Making the steal is Williams. And Williams is able to get the ball rolled over to Wilfong. But Wilfong misses the jumper. And Moore comes up with it. And we've got a block. Or is it a timeout? Yeah, we got a foul called on Donovan Trumbull. And I think the Kearney Catholic players thought that there was a timeout. They got everybody standing up. I think Kearney Catholic has called a timeout. Timeout Stars, they lead it 56-31 with a minute 17 to go here in the fourth quarter. 1:17 to go, 56-31. Stars with the lead and the timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Come in for our monthly special on Smart Strand DuPont Serona or one of our hard surface products that are at sale prices. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
Well, Mitch Sawyer's checking in here for Donovan Trumbull. Also in the game, Ben Turner. We'll get some other numbers for you here in just a moment. For Kearney Catholic, Harrison Pierce has the basketball. He'll kick it in the corner. That's Nathan Howe. Howe's going to drive in the lane. Might have got away with a walk, but he'll kick it out here for Zach Jackson. Jackson will give it for John Masker. Back around the perimeter we go, and here's Nathan Howe for three. It's a little bit short, and the rebound's going to be taken out of there by Turner for Donovan Trumbull, and Turner has it knocked out of bounds by a hustling Braxton Bellamy. And that's almost redundant to say hustling and Braxton Bellamy. And at the same time, that's about all that young man does. And Noah Keller is going to inbound it here for Donovan Trumbull. Keller is going to toss it into the corner. That's Sawyer. Sawyer's with a little ball fake. Knocked away by Bellamy. Loose ball is picked up on the inside by Ettinger. Ettinger's shot no good. Rebound in there. And tipped around no good. As coming up with a loose ball for a moment was Masker. He'll be able to tip it out for Howe. Howe will give it now for Jackson, 33 seconds left. Kicks it back out for Masker, who gives it to Bellamy. Bellamy back out for Jackson. Jackson inside for Howe. Howe, a little hook shot, no good. As Eric Tobin can come up with it, now it's bounced around. Ettinger comes up with it for Donovan Trumbull. He'll let traffic clear, and he gets it out for Noah Keller. Keller across the timeline with 13 seconds left, and Harrison Pierce makes the steal. A 2-on-1 opportunity here. Pierce gets it to Howe. Howe catches on the baseline. He'll shoot. 2 seconds left. By the time Donovan Trumbull tracks down the ball, the horn sounds, and your final score, Kearney Catholic with a 58-31 win over Donovan Trumbull. They held the Cardinals to only 4 points in that fourth quarter as the Kearney Catholic just pulled away down the stretch, outscoring Donovan Trumbull in that fourth quarter, 19-4. And so what was a fairly tight ball game opens up here for the Stars, a final of 58-31. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back with the Nisco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. Your final score, 58-31, as the Stars remain undefeated. They're now 14-0. Donovan Trumbull, number 9 in Class C2. They are now 9-4 on the season. This is the Misco Sports Post Game Report. Get your game on now at Misco's. Keeping your local schools geared up for every season, Misco's will be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check the numbers here for Donovan Trumbull. And again, very balanced scoring for them. Creighton Burr is their leading scorer. He had 8 points here in the ball game. Jordan Slough finished with six off the bench for Blake Treat. 4 points for Nathaniel Armin off the bench. Also 4 points for Grady Cook. And three for Riley Wiltfong, as he hit three free throws at the end of the first half, the final play of the second quarter, when he was fouled putting up a shot from midcourt. And that gave them a little bit of momentum for Donovan Trumbull, as they were trailing early fairly big and cut it down to a dozen. They had the momentum, but then a nice little surge by Kearney Catholic opened it back up, and then they had another surge in the fourth quarter, and they win this one comfortably by a score of 58-31. For the Stars, leading the way, Brian Hoosman. He finished with 18 points on the night, 11 for Connor Streit, and then after that, it was pretty much done by committee. David Squires, he's got 7. Isaac Richter finished with 6 points, 4 points for Alex Lease. Off the bench, Blake Holtmeyer, he had 5 points, 2 points for Nathan Howe, and Matt Moore with 5 points in the ball game as well. Again, Hoosman with 18, Streit with 11. Nobody in double figures here for Donovan Trumbull. Donovan Trumbull, next action for them, as I find my sheet here. Their next action will be traveling to Superior, who's 1-12 on the season, and that game will be on the 18th. Next action for Kearney Catholic will be a pretty good test, as they'll be hosting Gibbon, as that game will be on the 22nd, which will be a week from today here at Cope Coliseum. And kind enough to join us to talk about the basketball game is Kearney Catholic head coach Don Leese. And coach, congratulations on it. It's a pretty good, solid basketball team you guys played tonight.
Yeah, it is, Randy. You know, they're athletic. Man, they are athletic. Good point guard, the Slough kid. You know, he gave us fits because we have to keep him in front of us. And there's times he got to the hoop. Their post play is good. You know, our guys did a pretty good job of, you know, trying to shut that down, but every once in a while they got it in there and stuff, Randy. But, you know, team defense I was really impressed with tonight.
You got a lot of help defense. I mean, Slough can penetrate against anybody. You know, I think Matt Moore played him as well as you can kind of expect, but there was always somebody there that to kind of pick him up.
Yeah, you know, and then we got a little shorthanded. Derek was throwing up at halftime, Jackson, so, you know, we had a sit, and Connor picks up his third, and I'm going, gosh, dang, you know. But our kids did a good job, of switching up the defenses, and you know, sometimes they didn't even realize we were in a zone press on some things and stuff, and that, you know, we were in a zone press because we were in a little bit of foul trouble, and, you know, it's nice to be able to disguise that sometimes, and the kids did a good job of disguising it, and you know, they came out and they triangled and twoed us a little bit, and then, you know, it kind of ticked Brian Hoosman off a little bit because he wasn't one of them being triangled. So, and then Connor Streit started picking up some slack there. And just like against St. Cecilia, Matt Moore picked up the slack. He shot the ball extremely well. Connor Streit shot the ball extremely well tonight from the outside to get that, you know, 12-point lead to a 15 and then hit another one to a 7, you know, to 17-18. And then David Squires hits one and then all of a sudden it's back up to 20-point lead. You know, our kids just have a little chip on their shoulder this year, Randy.
For whatever reason. I mean, it seems like there's always that little spurt. I think you got at least one solid spurt in every quarter of the ball game. You played it even most of the game, most of every quarter, but there was just that little spurt where, bang, a quick 8-0 run.
Yep, and that's what, you know, that's kind of the way it's been a little bit this year. It's one of those, you know, our kids, you know, they play so hard sometimes it's one of those things where, you know, we make the other teams play hard offensively and defensively, and then all of a sudden you let your guard down once or twice and Matt Moore's back cutting you, and, you know, and our kids don't care who scores the points. That's what's so nice. You know, Brian Hoosman said, you know, yesterday, guys, if we play like we did against St. Cecilia, we have a heck of a chance of doing some things this year. And Brian Hoosman scored 4 points against St. Cecilia, and he's going, hey, guys, whoever it is, it doesn't matter. Okay, just get him the ball.
And Hoosman, 18 points, but it seemed like a lot of times it was just picking up a loose ball.
Yeah.
You know, just or getting that rebound.
Yeah, but that's what he does. He's just one of those guys that's, you know, hard to check out. He's hard to keep off the boards. He'll slide through there. You know, and he does such a good job of doing those types of things, Randy.
Well done. Nice game. Congratulations. Appreciate the time.
Yep, thank you, Randy.
All right, that's Kearney Catholic head coach Don Lease. His team picks up a 58-31 win here over Donovan Trumbull. And kind enough to talk to us is Donovan Trumbull head coach Steve Hartman. We're going to allow the coaches to have a little moment to kind of shoot the breeze before we talk with Coach Hartman. We'll do that as we continue with the Misco Sports post-game report right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. Stars remain undefeated. They're 14-0 on the season. Donovan Trumbull hits the road, and kind enough to talk to us about the game is Steve Hartman, the head boys basketball coach at Donovan Trumbull. 58-31 is our final in this one. And, Coach, it just seemed like they're just with those little stretches. You fight and you claw and you get it kind of close and interesting, and then Kearney Catholic just put another little mini run on you.
Yeah, they really did. You know, they beat us to every 50-50 ball tonight. And, you know, they really killed us on the boards when it boils right down to. We had some opportunities to finish some plays, but you're going up against some pretty good athletes, and there it was physical. And we talked about that before the game. You know, when I talked to you, I knew our post game would have to be good, but they weren't as tall, but I knew they'd be physical, and we didn't handle that very well.
And it seemed like it was a little bit harder for you to get that, use your advantage of the post play, because they pressured the ball so well that they were able to, A, force some turnovers and then turn them into points on the other end.
Yeah, they did early. Early, we really were not very efficient on the perimeter with the basketball. And, you know, you give credit to them for their for the pressure they put on us, but we've got to be a little more poised. And we talked about not letting them make those big runs, and we allowed them to hit those that big one in the second half that really stretched the game out.
Yeah, and you guys, I thought, really kind of picked up some momentum. You got the 3 points at the end of the first half. You know, a 15-point lead cut down to 12, and then you had that momentum. But then Kearney Catholic came out maybe a little bit stronger in that third quarter.
Well, you know, that we kept it at 11, I think, the whole third quarter, for the most part, until right at the end, and Stripe made a three, and then Squires hit a three. They hit two or three threes in a row and stretched it from 9 or 11 to 17, and we had to go out and get after them a little more. We were trying to slough and play some triangle on two, and we had to come out of that and chase them, and they were just – we have a hard time matching up with them at all five spots when we had to do that.
When you fell behind a little bit, what was kind of the strategy to maybe, you know, force some turnovers and get up court? Because I think Kearney Catholic handled the pressure fairly well.
Yeah, they really did. And we probably scared ourselves out of really guarding them as hard as we need to guard them. And if we see them again, you know, we'll probably strap it up and get after them and go toe-to-toe as much as possible. We sloughed a lot tonight. And then as the game, when we got behind, that was tough to come out of that and get it back going again, get the defensive intensity of those sort of things going again.
Well, the beauty of it is there's a chance that you can make that happen, as well as the conference tournament's just right around the corner.
Well, that's what we just talked about in our locker room, and we've just got to hang together and learn from this one, come back and figure out, you know, there's some reasons we weren't very good offensively, and we'll have to get those things ironed out, and we sure will work hard to do that.
Well, you've got a little time to do that, a little bit. You've run the gauntlet here recently. Now the opportunity maybe to work on a few things, and then the conference tournament.
Yeah, and you know, I didn't think fatigue was a major factor, but maybe mentally a little bit. It may have wore on us a little. We've had a grueling stretch of games. You know, I think this is our seventh game in 18 days or something of that matter.
And against all good basketball teams.
And that may have wore on us mentally a little bit early tonight. I don't know. But those are things you got to play above, and you're going to have to play three good days. You know, at tournament time, it's going to be grueling. So we know we've got to be better to handle that.
Steve, appreciate the time. Thanks.
Thank you, Randy.
All right, Steve Hartman, head boys basketball coach at Donovan Trumbull. Again, Kearney Catholic wins the boys game 58-31. The Lady Stars also win their game here at home 72-27. And again, let's kind of recap what we've got coming up down the stretch for you here. Obviously, a lot of attention is going to be made about the Kearney Catholic girls and the stretch that they're going to be making on here Thursday and Friday. And we'll have both of those games for you on our network of stations on Thursday night. We'll have high school basketball back here on ESPN as Kearney Catholic travels to Seward to take on the defending Class B state champions on the road. That will be a great ball game. And